Amanda Gardner is a postdoc research fellow at the Edith Cowan University in Perth. Her research project is on the history of infanticide in the West. It has won her the Magdalena Prize. Here she is speaking at the Australian Catholic University.
It is 1832, and you're a young woman working as a live-in domestic servant in the brand new settlement of Fremantle, Western Australia. Fremantle was colonised by non-Aboriginal people only 3 years earlier, and the population of British is small. You are single, and your boss is a wealthy and powerful man with a lot of influence in town. You, on the other hand, are very poor. One day, you meet a man who knows all the right things to say, and the way he touches you and whispers in your ear makes you forget who you are and your place in the world. You make love, and it is wonderful. Then after it is over, he gets up and walks away and never speaks to you again. A few months later, you realize you are pregnant, but strangely, as your belly gets larger and larger, nobody in Fremantle appears to notice. The picture behind me is a section of a panorama of Fremantle painted by Jane Currie in 1832. You can see how sparsely populated the place is. People could literally see into one another's windows. Yet in this place, for 9 months, you keep working, keep visiting your family. If someone hints that perhaps you might be pregnant, you strongly deny it. And eventually, you give birth to a son, presumably all alone, and nobody in Fremantle notices that either. After the birth, you go back to work, making no mention of a child, and for over a week, your friends, your family, and your employer all pretend that they do not know what happened to you or your baby. And apart from my speculation about how this woman became pregnant, all of this story is true. In 1832, the body of a newborn baby boy was washed up on the shore in Fremantle, and the discovery of this tiny person sparked an official investigation into the cause of death, and Mary was accused of being the child's mother. I have the original documentation on this case. It's very confusing. The word drowning has been crossed off, and the words murder of written above. And two contrasting charge sheets are in the case file, so I don't know what Mary was actually accused of. And what I struggled with was the possibility that she had given birth over a week before the body of the child was discovered, and nobody in Fremantle did anything about it. And what I found most confronting was that Mary Summerland was not an isolated case. Over the time frame of my research, 55 documented cases of infanticide occurred in WA. I found very young girls and women in their mid-40s, but the link between all the cases was illegitimacy. Also linking them was most women concealed, most gave birth alone, and the majority of the communities that these women lived in claimed that they did not know the women were pregnant in the first place. In the present, we have absolutely no idea what it was like for a woman who had sex outside of marriage in the past. Women who had children outside of marriage were the lowest of the low. And because women and children bore the brunt of this shame and ostracism, the crime also highlights the social structures that were in place to protect men. Can you imagine what that would have been like? To feel this little person growing inside you, and you know that the second they are born, you will be shamed and ostracized and tipped into abject poverty. Of course you are going to be fired from your job, and nobody is going to hire a single mother. You can't escape. You have nowhere to run, no one to tell, and no possibility of accessing an abortion. The birth of this child literally threatens your existence. So ask yourself, what would you have done in Mary Summerland's place? And the answer may be, there is the potential to commit murder in all of us. Thank you.
Amanda Gardner is at the Edith Cowan University in Perth. Her PhD thesis, Sex, Death and Desperation, was awarded the Magdalena Prize last year.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, two.